The Great Pumpkin Way Off with today's Accent on Agriculture. Hello, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox.
We are expecting some big pumpkins again this year. We exceeded 800 pounds last year. And, of course, just every few years, we set a new record for a watermelon, and we set new records for pumpkins in the Southeast. And there's just lots of them, and people love to come and see those giant pumpkins.
Edwin Stockton is chairman of the Great Pumpkin Festival and Way Off that gets started today in the small town of Allert, Tennessee, in Fentress County. And this is the 15th year for this festival, and even though it is a cliche, it does get bigger and better every year.
Jim Asbury, about 18 years ago, grew some big pumpkins that weighed in excess of 100 pounds. And then just one thing led to another. This thing wasn't, we didn't plan at that time for it to ever get this big. We just added something each year.
And there will be folks from all across the South attending this festival looking for that great pumpkin. And Wendell Smith and his 4-H'ers in Lawrence County are bringing up their record-setting Atlantic Giant that weighed in at 1,078 pounds during the state fair a few weeks ago.
We're going to go on another pumpkin safari. We just looked, and it's going to be a long ways up there, a couple hundred miles, but we're going to take it for one more ride and put it in one more way off. It's still looking solid.
Now, the 4-H pumpkin did shatter the previous state record, which was set last year at Allert at 841 pounds, and Smith says he's just hopeful his giant will last a few more days.
There'll be pumpkin folks from all over coming to look if they don't have a big one to enter, I would guess.
Now, the Great Pumpkin Way Off will be held starting tomorrow morning, but lots of family activities for the festival taking place all weekend starting today and running through Sunday. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.